6:63, it is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Welcome to the Words of Life Ministries radio broadcast, presented by Back to the Bible Holiness Church. Our pastor is Elder Bobby Wright, and we are located at 690 New Street in Beaufort, Georgia. You can reach us at 770-932-2457 or visit our website at www.bttbhc.org. Now hear a word from the Lord.
I've committed to him against that day when the devil started laying traps. God said, I'll keep you in the midst of the storm. So why are you afraid when I belong to God? I'm surrounded. Jesus be a fence around me? You don't want him to be a fence around you. You want a way out. You want a way to steal, to lie, to cheat, to do what you want to do. And you guess what? Keep your mouth off the man of God. I remember Sister Wright used to say this. Sister Wright said he ain't got to be saved or nothing. But if he go by the name of Reverend, she said, I'm going to let God deal with it. But you are so bold that you're going to put your mouth on the man of God and think you're going to walk away. You're not going to get away. 2 Kings chapter 5. We read the story of a man by the name of Naaman. It's not about Naaman. After going off to war and coming back, Naaman was a man that had leprosy. So the little Jewish woman, as the story goes, told him that there's a man of God over there that if he could get here and pray for you, Naaman, you'll be cured. How is it that we understand now that back then, just about every man of God had a servant? And because you got a servant, don't mean that that servant is honest. How much does it take to make you lose the fear of God? Captain of the army of the Syrian, after refusing to take money, 2 Kings 5:15-16.
And he returned to the man of God, he and all his company, and came and stood before him.
After God then told Naaman what to do, after the man of God, Elisha told him what to do, then he come back, and what do we like to do? Excuse me. When service is rendered, we like to pay money or give someone a token for what they've done. So after the man of God refused, because God told you when you go out and do something, don't look for money or nothing in return. So in 2 Kings 5:15, read it again.
And he returned to the man of God.
And he returned to the man of God.
He and all his company.
He and everyone that was with him.
And came.
Uh-huh.
And stood before him.
Yes.
And he said,
uh-huh.
Behold, now I know that there is no God in all the earth.
Yes.
But in Israel.
But in Israel.
Uh-huh. Now therefore, I pray thee, take a blessing of thy servant.
And Naaman said, what I want you to do, I want you to take this blessing.
Mm-hmm. But he said, as the Lord liveth,
uh-huh.
before whom I stand,
yes.
I will receive none.
Uh-huh.
And he urged him to take it, but he refused.
Who all know when somebody offers you money, there's always someone right here with a covetous attitude standing next to you. Say, if they give it to me, I'll take it. If he don't want it, I'll take it. No fear of God. Listen.
And
how many times has the servant of Elisha seen him perform miracles, seen God use him, knew that God was with him? It only takes one time. Read.
Verse 17. And Naaman said, shall there not then, I pray thee, be given to thy servant 2 mules burden of earth?
Uh-huh.
For thy servant will henceforth offer neither burnt offering nor sacrifice unto other gods, but unto the Lord.
We're only going to offer it unto the Lord. Read, please.
In this thing the Lord pardon thy servant.
Yes.
That when my master goeth into the house of Rimmon to worship there,
uh-huh.
and he leaneth on my hand, and I bow myself in the house of Rimmon.
Yes.
When I bow down myself in the house of Rimmon,
mm-hmm.
the Lord pardon thy servant in this thing.
Yes.
And he said unto him,
yes.
go in peace.
Uh-huh.
So he departed from him a
That's
little
okay,
way.
That's okay, Naaman. Go in peace. God is going to take care of me. Go in peace. All is well. Read.
And he said unto him, go in peace. So he departed from him a little way.
Yes.
But Gehazi,
uh-huh.
the servant of Elisha,
uh-huh.
the man of God.
God always let us know that he is a man of God. So his servant said what?
Behold, my master has spared Naaman, this Syrian,
uh-huh.
in not receiving at his hands that which he brought.
Yes.
But as the Lord liveth,
uh-huh.
I will run after him and take somewhat of him.
Covetousness is bad. Desiring something that's not yours. Living a lie. No fear of God and doing what you want to do because you think that you're not going to get caught. Behold, the eyes of the Lord run to and fro. One scripture say, throughout the universe to show himself strong on behalf of those that love him, those that fear him, and you don't have a fear of God. That's when you lie. That's when you cheat. That's when you're disobedient to the servant of God. Read, please.
So Gehazi followed after Naaman. And when Naaman saw him running after him,
uh-huh.
he lighted down from the chariot to meet him
uh-huh.
and said,
yes.
is all well?
Oh, is everything okay? Read.
And he said, all is well.
The second lie. Because the first lie is you running after him to tell the lie. So the second lie is, all is well. Read.
My master hath sent me, saying, behold, even now there be come to me from Mount Ephraim two young men of the sons of the prophets.
The third lie. How many people are out there in the streets lying on the man of God in the pulpit, and the man of God don't have to defend himself? I'm going to show you. Mm-hmm. No fear of God. Don't care. Be careful, little tongue, what you say.
Give them, I pray thee, a talent of silver and two changes of garments.
All is well, but even now, they'll come to me. How many?
Two young men of the sons of the prophets.
Uh-huh.
Give them, I pray thee, a talent of silver and two changes of garments.
Give them some money and give them some clothes and that they may have them. Read.
And Naaman said, be content.
Uh-huh.
Take two talents.
Take the talents, yes.
And he urged him
uh-huh.
and bound two talents of silver in two bags
yes.
with two changes of garments
uh-huh.
and laid them upon two of his servants
yes.
and they bare them before him.
Can you imagine seeing this going on, the swap on the side of the road, the man that's supposed to be the servant to the man of God that whom he trusts, like Comey was to the president, whom I trust. Supposed to have your strict confidence. You supposed to be for me and for everything. You supposed to be the servant of the Lord. And you're going to give me up. Judas Iscariot, you're going to give up Jesus. You're going to give up the man of God. You're going to go and you're going to lie. And see, because then what you said, they took it that the man of God said it. Read.
And when he came to the tower.
Yes.
He took them from their hand
uh-huh.
and bestowed them in the house, and he let the men go, and they departed.
So on the way back, there was a tower. Bible didn't say what type. We can kind of figure it out. But on his way back, let me take everything that I got from Naaman and let me stow it here. Wipe my hand and let me get on back to the man of God. Read, please.
But he went in and stood before his master.
Uh-huh.
And Elisha said unto him.
Yeah, now he's standing before the man of God. Man of God ain't been with you, don't know what you've done. So then he began to question you. Where you coming from, Gehazi? Uh-huh.
Whence comest thou, Gehazi?
Uh-huh.
And he said, thy servant went no whither.
When you tell a lie, you got to start propping up lies. So now you done lied to Naaman. Now here you are. I didn't go nowhere.
And he said unto him,
uh-huh.
Went not mine heart with thee?
Uh-huh.
When the man turned again from his chariot to meet thee?
Wait a minute. When you left, did not my heart go with you? Because I have the heart of God? Because I'm God's servant? Some people don't understand that you can love them with a godly heart, that you don't want to see them fail. You don't want to see them be lost. And you plead with them not to do certain things, and they'll do it anyway. And when things happen, they want to blame you. He said, didn't my heart go with you?
When the man turned again from his chariot to meet thee,
uh-huh.
Is it a time to receive money?
Is it time to receive money?
And to receive garments?
Uh-huh.
And olive yards?
Yes.
And vineyards?
Yes.
And sheep?
Uh-huh.
And oxen?
Uh-huh.
And men servants?
Uh-huh.
And maid servants?
Is it time for you to go out and get your airplane, your home on the East Coast and West Coast? Amen. People got money going to bed, ain't worked a lick, and they're using God's name. And we're on TV, and we're saying, thus said God, send this in there. God gonna get your false preachers on TV.
Amen.
Using his name. Read, please.
The leprosy, therefore, of Naaman,
yes,
shall cleave unto thee.
Uh-huh.
And unto thy seed forever.
You can bring destruction on your family because of your lying life. Read it.
And he went out from his presence a leper, as white as snow.
No fear of God. Acts chapter 5. No fear of God. That's in the Old Testament. Let's look at the New. We read it and we can get a lot of stories from the book. Of the Bible, and we can make it accountable, and we can see it now. Verse 5.
And
verse
Anna,
1. Verse 1.
But a certain man named Ananias,
yes,
with Sapphira his wife,
uh-huh,
sold a possession.
Yes.
And kept back part of the price.
Yeah, sold it and kept back part of it.
His wife also being privy to it.
Uh-huh.
And brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles.
Now, see, if we didn't have this written down in history, we couldn't go and preach on it. Read, please.
But Peter said,
mm-hmm,
Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land?
Mm-hmm.
Whilst it remained, was it not thine own? And after it sold, was it not in thine own power?
Mm-hmm.
Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down.
Let me ask you a question. How many people think that when you're in a counseling section with God and your pastor, that the preacher's there by himself? Mm-hmm. I come in God's stead. Amen. So if you were sitting down and I'm giving out counseling, I didn't come here on my own because I don't got that much sense. If I come visit you and knock on your door and ask you, where have you been, and you are not in church, I never come looking for money. I come looking for a soul, and you start lying. You can lie to the preacher, but understand, I'm here in God's stead. And God is saying, why are you lying to the Holy Ghost? But I'm not all right. I'm lying to you. I don't want you to know that I'm a liar and a cheat and a thief, and I'm no good, because that's what you are. But you are lying to the Holy Ghost. So why are you lying? Read.
And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. And great fear came on all them that heard these things.
And great fear came on them. People not dying in church anymore. Maybe we need to have some more people die in church. People stand up in church and smoke drugs and die. God don't even let them die in the church. Let them go die in a hotel somewhere. Bring them to this grace. People come to the church, and you know what people say? I'm going to do what I want to do. God ain't going to do nothing, but I'm praying that God start killing folk. I am. That's the only way you're going to respect the man of God, respect the house of God, and respect the people of God, because you're living a lie. Verse 11 say, and great fear came upon all the church and upon as many as heard these things. You realize that with no cell phones and everything else, how fast the word of God spread? Hey, got a dead one over there in church. They already dug the grave. Can you imagine Peter getting up in the morning and God speak to him in Providence and say, dig two graves? Did what? Because it's going to be hot. I don't want you out there digging it, doing just dig two graves. I'll tell you what name to put on them later. Read, please.
Verse 6. And the young man arose, wound him up, and carried him out and buried him.
Yes.
And it was about the space of 3 hours after.
3 hours later, still having long services. But y'all complain about being in church. Read.
When his wife, not knowing what was done.
Not knowing what was done.
Came in.
Yes.
And Peter answered unto her, tell me whether ye sold the land for so much. And she said, yea, for so much.
You have a chance at this point to tell the truth or lie. But what did Jeremiah say? They taught their tongues to lie. Because it sounds good. Read, please.
Then Peter said unto her,
yes.
How is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord?
Husband and wife in harmony. I know he's going to lie. I'm going to lie too. Read.
Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door and shall carry thee out.
Yes.
Then fell she down straightway at his feet and yielded up the ghost.
Yes.
And the young men came in and found her dead and carrying her forth, buried her by her husband.
See, they was buried next to each other then. Y'all want to be together in hell, y'all will be together. When you stand up and you lie to real men of God, you're not lying to a man, because he come in God's stead. God say, I'm not going to be there because you can't look on me and live, but I'm going to put a man of God there and I'm going to let him give you instruction, but you don't want to obey the instructions of the man of God. Obey them that had a rule over you. I'm so sick and I'm so tired of all these holiness preachers telling me what I can and what I cannot do. That's okay. You ain't going to have long to worry about the man of God. You're going to have to stand before God. Genesis 39, last one, verses 1 through 10.
Genesis 39 and
1. See, there are a lot of things God don't have to take you and translate you and transform you to get you out of a situation. God give you strength to walk away. Genesis 39, verse 1. Let's read the story.
And Joseph was brought down to Egypt.
The little slave boy.
And Potiphar.
Yes.
An officer of Pharaoh.
Yes.
Captain of the guard.
Yes.
An Egyptian. Brought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites. Which had brought him down thither.
Yes.
And the Lord was with Joseph.
And who was with him?
And the Lord was with Joseph.
Saints, you need to know whether or not God is with you. You need to know. Read.
And he was a prosperous man.
Uh-huh.
And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian.
How you going to be prosperous? You ain't got no bank account. You in slavery. You got people telling you when to go to bed and when not to, but you're prosperous. We don't even understand what it means to have the anointing and to have what God wants for us. We won't even allow God to come into our life to rule and to mean and to have his being in our life. We just keep telling on God what we're going to do and what we're not going to do. God put it in your power to walk away or to stay. Read, please.
And his master saw that the Lord was with him.
Uh-huh.
And that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand.
The unsaved, looking at the man of God, understand that there's a being stronger than me, and he's with Joseph. Read, please.
And Joseph found grace in his sight.
Uh-huh.
And he served him.
Yes.
And he made him overseer over his house.
Yes.
And all that he had, he put into his hand.
Here you go. Joseph, take care of everything. Read, please.
And it came to pass from the time that he made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field.
Because of the little old Jewish boy. People think that they're going to get away and that they're going to talk about the men of God. They're going to talk about the people of God. Touch not my anointing and do my prophet no harm. You are the people of God. People need to understand. You can get mad at me all you want to. Be careful, little tongue, what you say. Because once it's gone out, you can't bring it back. And guess what? That you utter, you will pay for it. Not because I want to, I want you to, but because God say that you're going to, because with every secret thing. Read, please.
And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand.
Uh-huh.
And he knew not aught he had.
He didn't know how much bread he had.
Save the bread which he did eat.
He didn't. Only thing I know is I got bread here on the table. I don't know what's in the pantry. I don't know where it's Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or whatever's back there. Only thing I know is this right here. I know I'm the king. Some preachers worry about the wrong thing. My wife used to tell me all the time, she said, you don't want to do but one thing. Y'all remember she said, you don't want to do nothing but preach, that's all. And you don't worry about the money, you don't want to worry. No, I don't want to worry about that, because God didn't call me to be a tax collector in the way he's offering. God called Bobby Wright to preach his word. Amen. Why should I worry about the offering? I should have honest men around me that's going to take care of the bill, that's going to clean the commode, that's going to make sure the light's on. Why should I worry about how much money? I know I'm the overseer of this house. It is my job, but God called me the pastor. And I have to be a good steward of what God has given me. So then when you put the right people in charge of it, you shouldn't have to worry about them. They'll bring you account of what's there. Always going to be someone around that's want more than what they should have. Read, please.
And Joseph was a goodly person.
Yes.
And well favored.
Well favored.
And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, lie with me. But he refused, and said unto his master's wife, behold, my master wotteth not what is with me in the house, and he hath committed all that he hath to my hand.
God has committed everything to the servant hand. Why are preachers still committing adultery? Only thing we got to do is read the Bible. And God let us know how we're supposed to govern and carry ourselves. Read, please.
There is none greater in this house than I.
Yes.
Neither hath he kept back anything from me,
yes,
but thee.
Adultery is wrong. Men and women, stop saying, that's not your wife, that's not your husband. It's wrong. Stop doing it. Lying is wrong. Cheating is wrong. Stealing is wrong. Yeah, and since the other people, gluttony is wrong. Overeating is wrong. They'd like to throw that in there. Well, you fat. I might not be fat because I'm eating too much. I could have a sickness that God is dealing with. Amen. You don't know what's wrong. So your job is to pray. Gehazi, read, please.
There is none greater in this house than I.
Yes.
Neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?
When you commit adultery, when you commit whoredom, man of God, it's wickedness and you're sinning against God. He didn't say against Potiphar. Again, he said, if I is wicked and if I do it, it's against God. Do you understand? that you're doing stuff and you're not getting by, and God have already looked at you and given you a chance, and you will not correct the mess. Because there is no fear of God in you. You do what you want to do, and you don't care nothing about it. So are you a churchgoer like Ananias and Sapphira, who had no fear of God, lied to the man of God in church, no fear of God, no fear of God in you until you get caught? Now let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandment. Because this is the whole duty of man. Let me tell you something. You better learn to get to fear God. You best get out of yourself and out of your space. You best get in God's space. God gonna show you up. And when God reveal you to the world, it ain't gonna be pretty. Some people, I was looking at a story the other day. It was the stock market had failed and everything was going wrong, and they was there in the stock exchanges, and the man walked up to the counter and everybody heard a gunshot, and they turned around and they looked, and the man was falling down. He had lost his billions. And rather than suffer the consequence and going back home, he said, I'll take my life. But guess what? When he did that, life just began. Because he left this side and went to the other side. And often I always think about that when I look at a picture of something and I see people stick a gun to their head. You remember when Shooter first came out and everyone is after Swagger and everything. So at the story is ending, at the end when he catches the man in the wheelchair and the man say, they set you up. And he reaches over and grabs a gun, hold his head back, and stick it up here and blow his brains out. His life just began. Bring that to reality. When you are confronted with the truth, you have a choice. And I say this here. Let me correct this right now. People say, I'm looking for a church. Ask them, have you visited my church? Because you ain't looked everywhere yet. Say, I'm looking for a church. Say, well, I want to invite you to my church to complete your search. How did holiness get a bad name and God told us to be holy? Because we got so many people you did run well. And then we look at all the casualties by the side, by what the sanctified folks then messed up, because they don't want to live saved, because they got a ghost, but he wasn't a real ghost. Let me tell you something. When God baptized and filled me with the Holy Ghost, nobody coached me in how to speak in tongues. It was genuine. It was the original. It was what God intended. It was the same thing they had on the day of Pentecost. Hi-ya. Didn't save myself. Didn't come here on my own. Didn't call myself to preach. Didn't put myself in Buford. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I tell the world, it's Jesus whom I serve. People, get a hold on Jesus. Stop lying to the man of God. Because if he is a man of God, you're not lying to the man. You're lying to God. God bless you, and may heaven smile on you, is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Words of Life radio ministry presented by Back to the Bible Holiness Church. You are welcome to follow us on YouTube for more sermons. You can reach Elder Wright at 404-518-1532 or email him at godsman82@yahoo.com. And may the Lord God bless you real good.
97.5 Glory FM, your family radio station in North